episode one. We are talking about normal people today, which is essentially the whole reason we started this podcast to begin with.
It really is.
On Hulu, if you need a login, hit me up. And it's about two people, Connell and Marianne, and how they weave into each other's lives from high school to college.
Also, just to note, I am drinking champagne right now, which is inspired by episode 8, which is them in Italy. And it's one of my absolute favorite episodes. I would say it's my favorite episode of all 12 of them. What are you drinking, Em?
I am drinking gin. Because in episode 5, there's a very funny sequence where she goes to a party. She just broke up with one of her boyfriends, and she is being very upfront with Connell, and he's like, what are you drinking? And she says gin on gin. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking a gin martini because if I was drinking gin on gin, we would have to end this podcast.
It would be a quick in and out kind of situation.
Exactly.
So the first episode... The first, what, three episodes?
Yeah, three.
Are them in high school as seniors. And one of the things that I think is so great about the show and why I think so many people loved it is because the little details are so authentic. In the first episode, Marianne is this kind of outcast and she doesn't really have any friends and she's bullied and she is in the cafeteria and she's eating a yogurt and it drips onto her sweater. And I wanted to die watching that because they're all laughing, all the bullies.
I even think, like, I was reading an article because the one criticism the show got was that Daisy Edgar Jones is so beautiful and, like, this is not realistic in terms of like people treating mm-hmm. her this way. But I remember in high school and middle, especially when you go to elementary, middle, and high school with people, like there are just things that happen when you're so young that you don't even remember. And it just makes all these different mm-hmm. bubbles. And I feel like they just decided that something happened that she became the outcast. Right. And like for everything she did forward, like everyone was just like, oh, there she is doing that mm-hmm. again.
When you're in high school, you just care so much about what people think of you and about being liked. And you can, like, I just feel like anyone can watch those first couple of episodes of the high school kind of clique interactions, and you just immediately remember what that felt like.
And I think something we talked about a lot was the scene just where he sits next to her on the bus after she, like, kind of says she has a crush on him. And it's just, if that... Something similar did happen to me in high school, and I remember it being like the biggest thing ever because you're like, this guy is making this effort in front of people to just sit next, not having a conversation, admitting he has
looking
feelings,
at each
it's
other.
Just the smallest thing, and you felt how excited she was. Like, that has happened to most people in high school, just something that small that, like, was that big to you.
It's such a small thing, but it's means everything.
I think that. Being that this is a high school college show in 2020, like, Connell is a new form of heartthrob. Mm-hmm. And I think that it all gets set up in episode, well, I mean, you love him from the beginning, but in episode 2, when they have their first time, because there is such a stress on consent mm-hmm. and Connell, like, making sure that Marianne feels okay to do this. Like, it's very realistic in that he's like, it won't be awkward if you want to stop. Like, I totally understand. Like, he's so careful with mm-hmm. her, but in a way that it's realistic when you're in this very vulnerable position. Like, how can you actually convey to someone that you care about them and that you want them to feel safe and you want them to know that you are there for whatever they need? And I feel like it's so done so well in that scene with Connell.
Well.
And I think that they are so good. I don't know who the intimacy coach was of the show. I must have their information. Mm-hmm. But, like, just how they show the different details of, like, the movement between them and, like, the sounds and the sweat. Like, it's just, it's very awkward and beautiful at mm-hmm. the same time. I feel like it is so important to have scenes like this in television shows because you have all these, like, fairy tale expectations. And then when it doesn't go that way, you kind of, like, don't know what to do. And it kind of, you're going through this period, especially especially when you're younger, where it's like so many different emotions mm-hmm. going on. And I feel like this show actually shows that it's not gonna, it's like a, you're getting comfortable. Like, it's very normal that you're getting comfortable and it's becoming better with
yeah,
time.
Yeah, and I think they also show that really well by showing the two of them having sex with other people aside from each other, because you really can see, like, especially with Marianne, when she, you know, less so with the first boyfriend, Gareth, that we see, but really with Jamie, ugh, who is like, we'll get to him. I have so many thoughts. Oh, my God. But with him and with that guy, Lucas, in Sweden, and you see yeah. how, you know, it's not that it's bad or that it's horrible or, you know, this like dramatized version of bad sex. But you see her with Connell, and then you see her with these other guys where there's like missed, you know, eye contact and weird mm-hmm. like tension. And you could just can see the difference.
And I mean, your sexual experiences are a journey. And I feel like it does such a good job of displaying the ups and the trials and tribulations of that, rather than being like, okay, this is, and I think I'm interrupting myself now. I think that the music that they choose, especially when they do, it's very subtle and in the background, aside from when they use Imogen Heap, which I respect that decision so much.
Just A plus.
A plus.
Chef's
but
kiss.
Otherwise, it's chef's, truly. They just use very subtle music so that it's not, like, I feel like that's what really takes away from it in TV shows, when you're like, okay, they are doing this to this song and it's like a whole moment. Mm-hmm. Whereas in this, it's just the background and like just another subtle little detail right. that does not interrupt it or like make it into something it's right. not.
Which
at
is
all.
Much more on par with how it would be in life. Let's talk about our MVP of the show.
Oh my God. So my favorite topic is Lorraine, because she is Connell's mom mm-hmm. in the show, for any of you that don't know. Shame on you. And she is the best.
We're obsessed
the
with
best.
Her.
She is, number one, Lorraine is a single mother raising Connell by herself. She is a maid, and one of the houses that she cleans is Marianne's house, which is essentially how all of these interactions begin. But also, she's just the, like, I want her to also mother my children.
Same. Honestly, same.
She loves him so unconditionally, but she checks him at every chance that she yeah. gets, and is like constantly reprimanding him for how he treats Marianne.
And It's such a, like, satisfying thing to watch, because you know how not Connell he's being when he treats Marianne that way. Yeah. Like, you know that's not him. She says at one point, like, do you talk to her at school? You know, do your friends talk to her? Are you nice to her? And I feel like she is, like, Connell's kind of, like, heart.
Conscious.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, she is kind of saying all of these things that he's struggling with, but he is so lost in, you know, trying to be part of his friend group that he's not really acting in ways that he normally would. And you just have Lorraine to be that voice of reason.
What happens that gets Lorraine so upset is that after sleeping with Marianne for several weeks, months, I guess, he invites his, like, best girlfriend, Rachel, to the dance instead of Marianne. And this is a traumatic scene for
her. It honestly is very traumatic to watch.
It goes from 0 to 100 very quickly.
It really does.
It broke my heart.
I cried and just, died when he calls Marianne and leaves the voicemail at the end of the episode. Like, you just see him breaking down.
And it's also like, he probably realized when he's leaving her that message, like, he is about to leave this school, mm-hmm. go essentially to they're not sure yet, but he ends up going to the same college as Marianne. So, like, he, none of this. And then he just found out that they actually knew the whole time.
Right.
So, like, none of this mattered. Yeah. Like, they could be happy and together. Like, everything was so built up in his head. And sadly, that is what happens to you your whole adolescence, right. basically. Like, you come up with these situations of how things are going to be so dramatic. And actually, if you just, like, were upfront the whole time, they probably wouldn't have been as bad as you thought. So the Italy episode happens. I feel like we should give a timeline. Yes. So they go... They're in high school. He doesn't take her to the dance.
Doesn't take her.
There's a huge falling out. They go. They meet again at Trinity at college because they're both there. They form this friendship, sort of have a relationship. It ends, and then it's the Italy episode. Yes. They're away on a summer vacation.
Yes.
So you can take it away.
They're dating other people. He's dating this girl, Helen, who, God bless Helen, poor girl. Just really.
Probably another MVP, but
yeah.
Great person. Worst nightmare.
Great person. We love her like a sister, but God, poor Helen. But anyway, he's dating Helen.
I honestly think this whole episode could have been prevented had Joanne just come.
100%.
The only good friend she had.
Joanne would never have let any of this go down. Joanne, okay, let me just say, Joanne, Marianne's friend from college, her only good friend, real heart friend, and
couldn't make it on this trip.
Couldn't be there. And Niall, who is Connell's roommate from college, his first real heart friend, who is a gift from the angels.
Niall, are you single in real life?
Niall,
I'm looking.
If you're listening, Niall, we love you. So Niall and Connell have been backpacking. So they meet in Italy. And first of all I could think of, I don't know about you, Em, but all I could think of was Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah.
Just if we're talking love and like forbidden love and like a gorgeous European villa, I'm going to think of Call Me By Your Name.
They also both went on identical bike rides.
Yes, I was going to say the bike ride of the two of them. Just everything about their day until things get rocky is just like how I want to spend my summer. Like, she's walking around in flip-flops, cutting figs for dinner, and like putting up the clothes on the, you know, clothes line outside to dry. And
everything, it's picture perfect.
Peggy is wearing like a gorgeous patterned caftan. Jamie, who's Marianne's boyfriend, is just being like the douche lord of all douche lords the entire time, which like kind of understandable.
I have to say, yeah. What was she? And Peggy calls her out on this too. Like, what on earth was she
thinking? What was she thinking? I mean, no good was going to come of Connell and Jamie, you know, together. And also, if I'm Jamie, I'm like, hey, why are you inviting your ex-boyfriend on our vacation? Like,
well, and I think the thing about Jamie and Marianne is, like, Marianne went through this heartbreaking breakup with Connell. Like, she knew what she was doing getting with Jamie. Like,
right.
Like, Connell, this would be his worst nightmare, but also the breakup happened. Like, she gets to do whatever she, like, she is dating this awful person that he hated.
The one guy that Connell, like, would not want her to be dating.
Yeah. And she, but, you know, it's also a very typical decision of, like, I get it. That's how you realize, hopefully. That you want to be with a really nice person.
With the Connells.
Jury is still out.
Yeah. And then they go on this gorgeous bike ride that all I could think of again was Timothy and Army, which, again, shouts out my both of our number ones. We
both of our number
live
ones.
And die for both of them together and separately.
Call Me By Your Name too.
Where are you? Because we're waiting. That would be the ultimate quarantine gift, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, just the announcement.
The announcement will
give us some
give
hope.
Us something, honestly. The world is waiting. But so then they go to get gelato, and it's kind of the first time that the socioeconomic issues between them comes up, which is like one of their kind of biggest problems if you think about it, because like, I think kind of the reason that one of the reasons that Marianne was bullied in high school is, as Connell tells her, everyone thinks you think you're better than them because she's super rich. And Connell's mom was like her housekeeper. And one of the reasons they broke up in college, the second breakup, was because he lost his job and he didn't want to ask Marianne if he could stay with her, which, like, of course she would have said yes. But it's like all of these miscommunications, and they do kind of have to deal with in an indirect way with the differences in their lives.
And I do appreciate so much that it was something that comes up, because again, it's not something that kids talk about, really. Right. And
but then when you're older, looking back at it, they've both grown enough to be like, yeah, that was an aspect
that definitely affected it. Yeah. And I also just feel like it was refreshing that it didn't paint Connell in any way. Like, it was more so their relationship dynamic, but like actually it wasn't a factor. And like Connell being looked down upon ever. Like, it was just something that would eventually affect their relationship for reasons they couldn't really understand yet. Mm-hmm. But I appreciated that it took so long to get to even, like, exploring it.
Totally agree. And then they ride their bikes back home to Marianne's, and then just trauma and horror ensues. And also, my dream aesthetic dinner location.
It should have been perfect.
They're under like a lemon tree or like an olive tree or something, eating al fresco with pasta, which is just, you really don't need anything better than eating outdoors in under a tree eating pasta in Italy. That's
pasta, champagne.
Champagne, which is why I'm drinking champagne. And they're eating them, they're drinking the champagne in these beautiful coupes, which I love a champagne coupe. And Jamie just kind of loses his shit.
One of my absolute favorite things about the show is the physical awareness of Marianne and Connell, because I feel like it's so realistic. Like, when you love someone, just no matter where they are in the room or in the setting, like, you are just magnetically drawn to them and can, like, sense them. And they did such a good job of portraying that. And I feel like this Italy thing, like, he comes to her and her boyfriend's vacation, and it just becomes a spectacle of them. They're not even trying, but it's just like, even like when she pours the wine or like when she needs help, like, it's just these two people cannot stay away from each other in front of her boyfriend. Right. And that is traumatizing for everyone involved.
It's traumatizing for everyone to watch. Niall obviously handles it like an absolute champ, tries to keep it on track. It just keeps falling apart, this meal. And I totally agree. Like, you just see Connell, like, clocking everything that Marianne is doing and everything that Jamie is doing.
And I think it's because you're not even, like, when you feel that way about someone, like, aware of how you do it. Like, they're not necessarily aware, especially when with poor Helen later. Yeah. But, like, they're not able to stop this attraction or, like, response to each other that they have. That's so, like, obvious if you're looking at
them. Like, if you're like Jamie, you're like, oh no.
oh no.
And they end up sleeping in the same bed, but nothing, like, really goes down. But you,
again, I have to say, unbelievable that, like, I totally understand and I would do the exact same thing, but just like, they fully sleep in the same bed in, like, just their underwear.
Right. Like, just confused as to how Jamie would be like, oh, that's cool. But I guess at that point,
they just were assumed to be broken.
Yeah, I guess we're just like, he's out. Like, he's on a train to Venice. He's like, he's out for the count.
It's kind of Marianne playing with, like, different lives that she could have.
Totally.
And, like, realizing that at this point, Connell is the person who truly cared for her the most.
And knows her.
But I totally get her, like, wanting to explore. Like, when she loses Connell, she's like, oh, I want to date this super like sophisticated asshole and just like flaunt that a little bit and like also like take advantage of this wealthy lifestyle that I could be living that I like was kind of shying away from, and like really going all in on like to the different Marianne's of who she could potentially be and realizing that no, that's really not going to make her happy at all.
No, we kind of, after the Italy episode, it kind of goes to a dark place for
very dark
for the Sweden.
Episodes 9 and 10, I'm just going to warn you guys, do not mess with them.
No, don't. Like, she, look, this is the thing. I'm down for, like, people to be like weird and kinky and have some like BDSM sex with like a Scandinavian photographer in his like modern minimalist apartment. But like you have to be into it, and she's not. And so it's just sad.
I love the juxtaposition between Marianne's mental health journey and Connell's mental health journey because Marianne's is all internal, and you don't see her diagnosed with it. Like, they kind of hint at an eating disorder, but like we never address it. And then she also is going through this sexual experience, and I don't know why I said sexual.
I apologize.
Take it back. And like, of course, Marianne has been dealing with loneliness this whole entire series. And I feel like there are so many things going on with Marianne and with Daisy Edgar Jones's performance as well. It's so beautiful, but it's just so quiet and internal. And like, it is, it's kind of harder to watch with her, honestly, because you're like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know what's going to help this character.
Right. And it's interesting that Connell takes such an active role. He goes to therapy and he starts taking medication, and he sort of tries to live a functioning life, and he's dating Helen, who, like, you know, as much as he still loved Marianne, like, that was a functioning relationship. And I think it's sort of telling about the world that they grew up in. Like, you know, he is the son of Lorraine, who is like warm and loves him, and he has the support system behind him, and Marianne has just no support system.
But I'm like, honestly, in real life, we don't all identify the problems that we have, and we don't all seek professional help, and we don't all, like, not everything is so defined. Right. And I feel like that's what they're just doing with Marianne, and it's kind of just two very different ways to handle mental health. It was interesting because in TV now, I feel like mental health is really getting more of a platform and a spotlight. And you, like, when people are talking about mental health, like, they fully talk about it. Whereas this Marianne's mental health storyline was not defined at all and not kind of spelled out for us. And that is a very real thing.
Right. Like, we don't always have all the answers. It's not black and white. But the scene in episode 10 when Connell is in therapy, Rob, his friend from high school, who was one of the major players in the bullying of Marianne, commits suicide. And that's kind of the catalyst that really pushes him to take action. And the scene of him talking to the therapist, I have watched over and over because I'm so impressed by this performance. It's 2 minutes. It's one shot. Unbelievable. 2 minutes and 15 seconds. I timed it because I was like, it's not even just, it's a close-up. It's like a fairly tight close-up of him in this monologue talking to the therapist for over 2 minutes. And again, it's so truthful, it's so authentic, it's so real, it's so brave. And I honestly think he should be nominated for an Emmy for that episode.
I agree. But it's also, I loved that they in this show had the man be the person to seek
help,
mental health, and to see this, because I think that that's something we don't get to see as often.
Right. And to see him, like, let his feelings out.
Exactly.
Shall we talk about the fashion aspect of the show?
Yes. So something more
on a lighter note.
On a lighter note. So the whole show basically you can see Marianne's like full journey through her outfits, through her style. Mm-hmm. Like she goes through so many different versions of herself mm-hmm. and, you know, experiments so much. But the first three episodes of the show, she's in this uniform, as is Connell. And I have to give this uniform complete credit because this was not a uniform that you could alter or like do anything with.
Literally the ugly, like honestly, the ugliest thing I've ever seen goes down to their knees. And I'm like, if you're showing up like that every day to high school, God bless and respect because yikes. It's not good.
It's not a Blair and Serena situation.
No, it's not.
What I love about the journey of her style is her after school and like her casual style, especially when she's seeing Connell in the first three episodes and starts to get like a little more comfortable, mirrors her style at the end. Like she really comes back to who she always was, I feel like. So she goes from her school uniform and like her kind of simple, casual, like after school looks to this full-on makeup, jewelry, very trendy style like when she first starts college.
Yeah, lots of eyeliner.
Like, and then I feel like when, like especially in episode 11, when they're at the beach and she's just wearing like a denim skirt with like a blue tank top, she really, I feel like, comes back like to her original, like simple.
Like her real just, like, self.
She becomes Marianne again. Yeah.
It's amazing how in 12, 30-minute episodes, you can see the beginning, middle, and end of this journey of two people in such a deep way in such a short amount of time.
Wait, what are you watching next?
Okay, what I'm watching next for this week, so I am about to finish this show, Halt and Catch Fire, which is four seasons. It's on Netflix. It was on AMC. It's a great, it's about the development and like breakthrough kind of the home computer in the 80s. Yeah, it's a period piece, which we love. What are you watching?
Number one, I think The Great. So it's with Elle Fanning and Nicholas Hoult. It is about Catherine the Great, which is just such an amazing story. And she is amazing. The costumes are amazing. And Gareth from Normal People is in it and is incredible. And I feel like in Normal People, he was obviously a smaller role, where in this, he like really gets to shine and you fall in love with him. So I'm excited about that.
Love it. Hope you guys enjoyed episode one.
Message us if you have any show recommendations.
Yes. See you next week.
We will see you next week. Cannot wait.
Can't wait.